Homeward Bound, December 14, A Study That Lasts Through Eternity. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. John 17, verse 3. The plan of redemption will not be fully understood, even when the ransomed see as they are seen and know as they are known. But through the eternal ages, new truth will continually unfold to the wandering and delighted mind. Though the griefs and pains and temptations of earth are ended and the cause removed, the people of God will ever have a distinct, intelligent knowledge of what their salvation has cost. The cross of Christ will be the science and the song of the redeemed through all eternity. In Christ glorified, they will behold Christ crucified. Never will it be forgotten that He whose power created and upheld the unnumbered worlds through the vast realms of space, the Beloved of God, the Majesty of Heaven, He whom cherub and shining seraph delighted to adore, humbled Himself to uplift fallen humanity, that He bore the guilt and shame of sin and the hiding of His Father's face, till the woes of a lost world broke His heart and crushed out His life on Calvary's cross. That the Maker of all worlds, the Arbiter of all destinies, should lay aside His glory and humiliate Himself from love to mankind will ever excite the wonder and adoration of the universe. As the nations of the saved look upon their Redeemer and behold the eternal glory of the Father shining in His countenance, as they behold His throne which is from everlasting to everlasting, and know that His kingdom is to have no end, they break forth in rapturous song. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain, and hath redeemed us to God by His own most precious blood. The mystery of the cross explains all other mysteries. In the light that streams from Calvary, the attributes of God which had filled us with fear and awe appear beautiful and attractive. Mercy, tenderness, and parental love are seen to blend with holiness, justice, and power. While we behold the majesty of His throne, high and lifted up, we see His character in its gracious manifestations and comprehend as never before the significance of that endearing title, Our Father. It will be seen that He who is infinite in wisdom could devise no plan for our salvation except the sacrifice of His Son. The result of the Savior's conflict with the powers of darkness is joy to the redeemed, redounding to the glory of God throughout eternity. The Great Controversy, pages 651 and 652.